Twig sat on the floor between his mother's knees and curled his toes in the thick fleece of the Tilda rug. It was cold and draughty in the cabin. Twig leaned forward and opened the door of the stove. "I want to tell you the story of how you got your name," his mother said. "But I know that story, mother mine," Twig protested. Spelled aside, Twig felt her warm breath on the back of his neck and smelled the pickled tripweed she'd eaten for lunch. He wrinkled his nose. Like so much of the food which the wood trolls relished, Twig found tripweed disgusting, particularly pickled. It was slimy and smelled of rotten eggs. "This time it will be a little different," he heard his mother saying. "This time I will finish the tale." Twig frowned. "I thought I'd already heard the ending." Spelda tousled her son's thick black hair. "He's grown so fast," she thought, and wiped a tear from the end of her rubbery button nose. "A tale can have many endings," she said sadly, and watched the purple light from the fire gleaming on Twig's high cheekbones and sharp chin. "From the moment you were born," she began, as she always began, "you were different."